Monday night, any day.
Still, it's quick though, but I don't want to shun it. This was made a quick week out with it yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about sitting in front of someone who's, who's Darkening Spring Esther. So we said a few other offers. First of all, is if the sitter is dumb. The person sitting down is davening, so we said that in such cases, let's just divide something between very simple really. There's one halacha in front of the person and one at the side and behind. So that's how it's divided up, yeah? In front, at the side and behind. In front is always stricter because the imam is disturbing them. So we said like this, if the person is sitting, is davening, in front, that's a machloka. Some say you're allowed to carry on, so you can sit down there, and some say that the mice you should not in front of the person himself. So that's one question. So it's very practical, so just sitting in shul and someone's dummy, so the person's front is dummy. So I had to carry on. So I'm saying the Mishnah himself, it looks like he's machmir because the Mishnah Berurah Tachmon, interestingly enough, says that if the person behind you is still saying Shemon Esra, that means I'm saying Shemon Esra, there's a person sitting in front of you wants to sit down to Tachmon. But I'm done with Shemon Esra. Mishnah Berurah says such a case there, the person should not sit down actually. He's worried for this opinion, he's choshev for this opinion, and he says that the person should not sit down, rather he should even go on a diagonal, get out, or he should stand, say Tachman standing up. Interesting. They could stand, or he should move on, sorry. So someone today told me, he's an old actually, he said, well, we spoke about this actually, it's the problem, he says he finishes Shemon Esra, Shemon Esra, he wants to go back for Isha Shalom before he starts his flower Shemon Esra, but he couldn't double mine. He can't really go back. So we spoke about this. We said you should go to the side if you can, or some say that you can start without going back. But he told me that I haven't seen this. Some people say that going back is imperative. You have to go back. So I don't really attack that. Yeah.
You have to go back after each. He's going to damage my nursery again.
Yeah,
the two.
Yeah.
So go back after that.
Yeah, but the question is that maybe before you start the Chazal Sashat, you have to finish
your Oshman.
You have to finish your Oshman.
You finish by going back.
That's right. I don't remember. What we saw there was either go on the diagonal or you start without going back. That's what we saw. Right. Then we're supposed to be sitting on, at the side of the person, there's no problem. So for example, I'm going to pass over here. There's nothing wrong with you sitting over here, saying Tachnon, sitting over here, saying Tachnon, or behind me, saying Tachnon, sitting down, there's no problem at all. You don't have to have any part of davening, you can even sit down especially. Just for that, yeah, you have to sit down. As long as you're davening part of the Tefillah, that is okay to do. That was number one. Then the next one about learning. Someone's learning, that's a question, but it's not so simple. That's better to avoid if I can, it's not sort of in the world. And then the next one was, if someone is very weak, he's not very weak, he's a bit schwach, or he's got a walking stick, so you can see him washing that, he can't stand so long, or he's an older person, he's attacking an older person. And we said, who are Dylan and Kippur, where people are all fasting, people are a bit weaker.
So my family before
you can't be Amish, you can't be Dylan Kippur. But the question is, can you sit down? So there, some people are medical. Again, in front of a person, it's ideal to avoid if you can. Can't, some people allow it. But the side or behind is no problem at all. Such a case. And then we spoke about if you're there first, well, that doesn't really help much in these other. In shul, being first doesn't make a difference. Because everyone's got a right to be there, it doesn't help you. And finally, we spoke yesterday about a mechit. If you've got a mechit or 10th pochim high with 4 wide, then that helps. Okay, so that was more or less what we said yesterday. Let's start today with a new topic. It's not, I don't know how often it happens, but it can happen. That's the truth, it can happen as an offer. And that is if a person, for some reason, didn't daven one of the tefillahs. Shachris, Mincha, or Maariv. Or, actually, could be actually a person davened. It could happen, let's say, for example, on Rish Chodesh. A person davened Mincha on Rish Chodesh. Supposed to say Yalom Yovei. He davened from Ezra. Anyway, gets home. And by the time he gets home, let's say it's after Nacht or whatever. His wife asked him, how was Rish Chodesh? He said, see, Rish Chodesh, I've got all about it. Did you realize it's not said the Yalom Yovei, it's Shemoneh Esrei?
How do they know like Shemoneh Esrei if they know to get the Yalom Yovei?
So now the question is, now it's like he's not done Mincha.
Do they have to go back?
So the Chodesh, what happens is he has done Maariv twice. Mm-hmm. So we see the halacha is, if someone didn't daven a Tefillah,
even though it's after Rish Chodesh,
Yeah, that's all. Doesn't make a difference because that can be the wash on Shabbos. So we're done on Minchah El Shabbos. He davened on Maariv on Shabbos itself. Davened twice Shabbos davening. So you always, that's always how it works. Always daven the Tefillah you're up to now twice. Now he's right. It's a big difference. So you owe a Minchah. Minchah El Shabbos was 19 brachos. You didn't daven it. Now you come to Friday night. You daven twice. You put it seven in there. Makes no difference. That by seven. Don't look at the numbers. We look at a person who didn't daven, he has to make up his tefillah. Now, that's also clear. The halacha is if someone deliberately didn't daven, you can't make it up.
Why can't you make it up?
Because this is an atonement for someone didn't daven. The question is what's called deliberate. Remember someone told me once, actually, he had a business meeting. It was in the middle of winter, and it was 1 o'clock, 1:30, and he had a meeting took place. I can't daven, Menchem Ma'ai said, but now I'm going to wait. So the Ma'ai waited, and you know what happened? Yeah, I'm not done enough. So I want to know, is that called negligence?
No,
I don't think so. That's not true. He had it in mind. That probably was very cool.
Delayed.
That's more like a shaykh.
Yeah, it's like a shaykh. So a shaykh on Oynes, a person way. Can make happiness when that's that you can do. But I haven't got a skill, we have to get to this sometime as well. Sometimes a person is up from davening, what is oyster per mitzvah. Let's say, for example, someone's busy with tzorchi tzibur. Now, that person didn't daven, let's say, Shabbos. Does he daven Minchah twice?
Why shouldn't he daven to Shabbos?
Because he wasn't obligated to daven Shabbos. He was potential Shabbos. That means we're talking about now a person who's meant to daven Shabbos, but he didn't. See, he forgot, or he's busy, he does other things as well, yeah? That's when you'd have to make up two. I can't remember what halacha, I'll check out as well. What's that halacha about someone who had an exemption for davening? Or Rachman on an oinei, someone who couldn't daven Shabbos. It's also the same thing, he didn't have no chiyuv on Shabbos.
No,
he doesn't make up two hours for Minchah? Right,
I'm
just
checking
out there. And the Vedas? Yeah, that's it. What? Yeah, so that's interesting. We're talking about a simple case, a person forgot. It can happen, it can easily happen. It can happen. A person's got a regular minion, it can happen. You know, a person thinks I'm going to down later, for example, if he forgets. In the winter, especially, yeah.
Basically, like Pesach Sheni. People would have been exempted, but they said we wanted it, we really yearned for it, so...
It's right, Pesach Sheni is like a shlumim, really. Actually, my sister is a shy, what happens if the base of Israel would have been built this afternoon? Would we have a Pesach Sheni? If it's Tashlumin or the first one, well, there was no first one.
There's no Chiyuv.
There's no Chiyuv. But the Chayra, I don't think it is a Tashlumin, I think it's a separate Chiyuv. I think... That if there's no, if the basement had been built this afternoon, we would have bought a piece of shit. Very interesting question, yeah, very interesting.
On the other hand, we see that Hillel was saying, it was causing Pesach Sheni. So he was saying, the first one, I could not have it, so maybe.
He's saying, you should be a tough Pesach. I said the general rule is it has to be some sort of accident, which I'm saying is it can easily happen. The person forgets the time, you know, he makes a mistake, he's busy with things, he forgets. Such a person now has to daven two Shmoneh Esrus. All that's...
He forgets Maariv as well.
What?
If he gets Mincha and he forgets Maariv, how many daven Shabbos?
You can't do that.
No, so that's not an issue halacha. You can only make up one for that.
You
only make up one. So someone forgot Mincha and Maariv, so Mashachris, he daven Shachris, and he daven for Maariv. You can't make up more than one. You can't do more than one. You can't match the last one. Now, the shayla is when do you have to be mashlim? So this is interesting. Halacha to the Gemara. So the Gemara, let's say, for example, someone forgot to daven. Let's say Maariv. You've got daven Maariv. So now he realizes he's forgot daven Maariv. Now don't get Maariv. It's got a long time. You can do all the way through Tlamad Shachar for Maariv. The person forgot. He's forgot all of Maariv. Now it comes the next day. It comes to Shachris. He realizes he forgot daven Maariv. So now for after Shachris, he'll daven another Shmones. When did he daven Shmones? This is the Shmones. Kuf Ches is a lot of Tashlumin. That which you have to make up to be lost. So the Mechaber says, Dafka bizman tefillah. That is at the time of tefillah. Al-Mishor she'ed man tefillah, no, it's not time of davening, you can't know. What does that mean? So we see what we've done to Shosin. Yesh ma'achroim she'kosu, some achroim write, she'roes lemuz, le'tit chazal tefillah tashom, rabbi denon oysa b'tfillah tashom, you can only say tashomim straight after your main shpanesra. While you're finishing off, while you're busy with your main shpanesra, you've done Shabbos, and straight after you've done Shachris, you should make up for the Maariv.
What's about Mincha? When do Mincha?
Mincha's later. Either you wait 4 hours, or Ashrim in time. So the first thing to hold is that you have to make it Mami straight away. Which we see is not that good, comes out in a minute. Amos says, Mishmur, Haba Achroinim, Hiskimu, many Achroinim agree, that after the Chatchel of Adai Tzor is over, certainly one should really do it straight away. One should really daven the tefillah that you missed out straight after the one that you finished. After your meal when you finished.
So which tefillah does he
mean? Sorry, Zobaz, the tefillah is by Rasulullah, what I'll come out. But the Eved, Eino Ma'akev, Rakim Ovaz Mam tefillah. The only time, really, with the Eved, you've got a whole month. So the Maaser, let's say for example, something didn't marry tonight. So now, let's say it's finished Shachris, goes to 10 o'clock in the morning. So he davens at Shul 8 o'clock, finishes davening, if he gets done with Shachris, that's for that. So ideally, he should really be davening straight after his first one, we'll see how long after. Really, he should start straight away his second one. He didn't. He gets home, and by the time he gets home, he realizes it's not done with Shachris. If it's before 10 o'clock, then he can still daven Shachris. Once it's the Sov's Man Tefillah, though, I don't know what time it is, but once the Sov's Man Tefillah has come to Shachris, then you cannot make up your Man Tefillah. Finished. So you have to be alert what you're doing here.
You cannot catch up to the following month, but it's still one in Monday.
The next one is come. You can't make up
already.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. It's actually. It has to be the next Tefillah.
10:03, I would say.
What was she?
I think it was 10:03.
10:03. Okay, well, thank you, Richie. It's 10:03. About 10:03, so if you make it after 10:03, you realize you've not done your tashlumin, you've had it, you can't do anything about it. And the mice, you can't make it up from the Mincha because it's 2 tefillahs away, so you lost it. So you have to get it, the very latest is within the Zman tefillah what you're davening. Mincha, Ma'ariv, everything, whatever tefillah is, you have to get within that period of time you have to get into. That is what we're saying. Actually, he says over here, so we'll find it here. Where was it? Mishabura actually says that you shouldn't start straight away. Where is it here? I didn't have it here. Oh, Mishabura Kuk has you out of the Mishabura. Mishabura says the high Mishabura means you have to ask the Shach first. And say Tachman and Ashrei. Mishabura here. Mechaber says like this: someone missed out Maariv, so he not talking about Arabic. Someone didn't have Maariv, missed out on Shachar Shai, or he shouldn't have Shachar Shtiyat Hashlamim. La Ach Hashem Yitzer Oyer Shmuel Esra Brachos Yom Ashrei, but Ach Kachis Parash Shmuel Esra with Hashlamim Arabic. So it's not money straight away in Shachris. In Shachris, it looks like you do Chazor Shachats. It's an Anoshim on the Mishavru, it's very powerful. Mishavru says, Yud Adav, when we come back, nearly the Chazor Shachats, Shachulach Yud, is Mutu Mishmai Kodi, without the Chazor Shachats first. Mechaber says clearly, we're supposed to do Tachan on Ashrei as well. I don't know what he means, Mutu, I'm not sure, but it looks like it's all part of it, so that's all allowed to be done. So if someone missed out, for example, Maariv, he'll done Shachris tomorrow morning, he'll finish the Shemar Esra, he'll wait for Chazor Shachats, say Tachman, Ashrei, looks like, I don't know how well to see it, looks like Ashrei, and then after Ashrei, he starts his next one.
What about Lom Aser?
Yeah, I don't know, it doesn't tell you say that much.
We've got Shachris, what
about Mincha? Now, someone missed that Shachris, you've got Mincha, and Mincha's not much you can do. All you do is after the San Shemar Esra, that's what you do, Tachman,
or Chazor Shachats. Oh, yeah, you should wait again.
Probably. And then I think you say Ashrei, and then you start your next one.
You say Ashrei v'mincha. Where's Ashrei v'mincha?
Because it's like a mincha. What you do? I think you make a gap. No, you don't mincha first, but you owe for Shachris, yeah?
Owe for Shachris. So what
you say? I think you make a gap.
Chazor Shachats.
the other shad's Tachnon.
Tachnon.
I think you say Asher again.
Oh, you say Asher.
Asher again, and I think you say you start your thing again. Asher. For Marion, there's not much to say for Marion. Marion, the nice person, I missed that mincha, so he's married twice. So if you finish Chazor Shabbat, you finish the Sanctus
for Israel,
you can start your Beit Lamas,
and then start again.
So you say Vorachel.
I don't know if you say Vorachel, I don't know if you said it already, you don't say again, and then you start straight away now.
I would have thought, let's say for example,
so I would have thought that maybe what you should do is daven mincha with everyone else, Sanctus Minister, and when the Chatz starts in Lach Minister, start with him. But it doesn't look like you should do that. It looks like you should wait for Chazor Shatz for Tachnon, and then only after it should start. So that is what you should be doing. Now, I say an issue, someone forgot to daven Shachris. I start off with a trick question. How can it be that a person is not allowed to eat before he daven mincha? He's not allowed to eat anything or drink anything before he daven mincha.
Why should he?
It's an interesting halacha. If a person missed out Shachris in the morning, he's not done Shachris. So now, before you done Shachris, you can't eat anything. So he's not done Shachris. So it comes to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he's not done Shachris, he's got done Mincha. Before you done Mincha, you can't eat anything. Because it's like you haven't done Shachris, you've not done any Tfilah. So you had to done first one Mincha, that's like your first Tfilah. Then that's when you can eat them, because that's your first davening. Once you've done your first davening, then you're not
you haven't done your shachris, and you can't eat it for you.
Yeah, okay, but I understand. It's only the first food of the day. But you should eat them. They're actually say quite clearly, actually, though. Lechatchila, one should not make a gap for the two Shemoneh Esrus. So ideally, it's wrong, actually, to sit down for a meal after you finish your first mincha. You owe a shachris, let's say, right? You missed out shachris in the morning. So tomorrow, mincha, you've done twice. It's not correct to daven mincha at 2 o'clock, or whatever it is, have a meal and lunch and then daven shacharis afterwards, or to go and learn even. Even learning is not correct. The person should not do anything until he's done the second Shemoneh. That's what he should be doing. So ideally, it should be as close as possible to this other Twitter.
I presume Shabbos, if you've got shacharis, you should daven twice musaf. Or
what about Shabbos?
I don't think musaf is Shabbos, actually, I don't think.
Yeah,
I'm checking out. I don't think Muslims are tashrumin.
Oh.
And Shabbos is
coming from Mincha.
Yeah. So are you allowed to eat before you go to shul and have meal, have breakfast? Could you?
Shabbos always a different thing. If someone's hungry, maybe, I don't know, someone said, maybe it's got a chayla. But generally speaking, if a poor person done with shachris, it shouldn't be eating anything. I said, it gets complicated. There are certain complications in tashrumin. Certainly cases where it's complicated, where a person mucks up the Shemoneh Esrei. That means, for example, let's give the Shulchan of the Gemara's example, it's very interesting actually. Someone missed out Mincha on Shabbos afternoon. So he has done twice married. Right. Now, the question is, so he's done twice married, where's Shabbos Afternoon?
In Shemoneh
Esrei. Oh, I see, it's every
one. First one,
definitely. Well, if you say it broke out, of course, but let's say, this guy didn't do that. He missed out Afternoon in the first one, and he said it in the second.
There's not really a
problem because Atachon Tov is not my argument. The person doesn't go on Marion on Motzei Shabbos night.
You get it.
And he forgot Atachon Tov. You do not go back. Right.
No.
There's nothing wrong.
No.
So what's happening over here, this guy done Marion Shemoneh Esrei. He forgot Atachon Tov. He done Tashlumin and he said Atachon Tov. Now, really, there's nothing really wrong, really, but Chazal said that this guy looks like he's changed around Shemoneh Esrei. It looks like he's got his tashlumin before his main one.
He's got another one.
So he's got another third one.
Oh, wow.
So when's the third one?